The Business Hour with Oliver Eng on OFM.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on the Sound of Your Life. Oliver Eng here. We're now talking all things brand strategy and the evolution of the advertising space in this new normal that we are experiencing with seasoned ad woman Natalie Murison, the Chief Operating Officer at Two Tone Global, which is a brand-centric integrated marketing agency that has some roots in the Free State via its CEO, Carlo Murison. Here's my chat with Natalie. How has online advertising, Google Ads, Facebook, etc., changed the ball game for the industry? Or has it not? Because the perception is it has.
It absolutely has. I mean, you cannot, in my view, and you know, I'd love to have a robust debate with someone who disagrees with this, but you absolutely cannot be structuring any campaign without, and let's talk about media spend. You cannot be structuring any campaign without media spend on digital. You cannot be structuring any campaign without presence on social media. I mean, you know, like I said, 60% of our revenue now is sitting just on a social and digital, you know, space. And anytime we formulate a campaign, it is critical that it is included. Number of handsets in South Africa, or let's not talk handsets, number of people on WhatsApp in South Africa. I think I saw the last stat on that was in excess of 75% of people on WhatsApp, which lets you know that you've got to have a smartphone. You know, the way we consume our data, the new buzzword, TikTok. I mean, it is just insane how much time we're spending on social media. Even the fact that when you tune into TV, you're able to fast forward. I mean, this is not something new, but you're able to skip over your ads. You're able to record stuff. You're able to go to catch up. Social is so, and digital is so important for us at the moment. Such a game changer.
Let's get into the future trends for the industry in terms of the ad space.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, coming out of COVID, a lot of, you know, during COVID, a lot of brands and clients' marketing spend got frozen. And of course, we were all tucked away and we weren't allowed out. And coming back out of COVID, it's almost like there's just been this boom and the industry has opened up in many different ways. You have clients who have moved a lot of their spends, you know, made predominantly onto social and digital, right? And that's creative campaigns and that's their primary focus, and where there is budget, you know, they could possibly go TVCs and, you know, for those bigger budgets. But on top of that, experiential and activations has come back. So now brands are able to interact with the public, you know. There's this kind of desire for new ideas and new kind of ways to interact and bringing the brand to the consumer's hands. I just wanted to mention a very interesting development is TikTok. I mean, there's so many conversations around it. And yes, you can go on there and you can record your video and stuff. And yet, you know, we're trying to find solutions of cleverly introducing brands in that space without slapping them in and actually having user-generated content push your brand forward. And I know that may not be something that is completely unique, but they are, if you can be able to come up with an idea that is fun enough for people to drive, especially on the TikTok space, you then have this market that just opens up to you, and then your brand just gets, you know, complete exposure and being pushed by followers. Interestingly about TikTok that I want to mention is Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, the content that you get fed is based on a different algorithm to TikTok. TikTok's algorithm is very interesting. It targets you based on things that you are interested in. So on TikTok as a platform, you are constantly being bombarded with, or rather not bombarded, but rather you're constantly being presented with things that you're actually interested in. So if I take that, you know, I like cocktail making and perhaps I like this kind of TV show, or my interests are tests and stuff, you know, it picks up on that, and therefore you're being presented with content that you are interested in. And I think that's quite an interesting space for brands to play in. If you're able to get directly in front of consumers who are actually interested in what your brand represents or what you offer, for example, cocktail making, I mean, and I know that alcohol brands cannot, you know, be in your face on TikTok because it's not age gated, but there are clever ways in which, if that is your interest and you are a brand, you're able to then be at the forefront of the consumer who is interested, and you're able to engage directly with them on a one-on-one level. I think that is such an interesting space right now, and I think we're all kind of, yes, we're learning it and we're cracking it, but I think there's many new ways that we're going to start seeing brands and creative agencies or other digital agencies or marketing agencies unpack and cleverly use TikTok.
Natalie, what is on the horizon for Two Tone Global? I hear you have a very interesting partnership with the SABC, which actually makes a lot of sense, taking into consideration your experience with respect to big sporting events.
I mean, we were absolutely fortunate to be appointed as SABC Sports FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 partner, so we're the creative agency. I mean, yeah, and I'll tell you, my experience has definitely helped, because coming from a creative agency space and working as you will may know in the broadcasting space is two completely different things. There are so many assets that have to be developed from a broadcasting perspective. So yes, my previous experience has definitely helped there. But we were very fortunate. I mean, we pitched against other agencies, and respect to them, I guess our creative ideas and some of our creative solutions just tipped us over the edge, and we got awarded that account.
That was Natalie Murison. She is the COO at Two Tone Global. She's also a seasoned ad woman. Pay a visit to OFM's website to re-listen to my conversation with her. Natalie is back on the show towards the end with our business lesson. Stay tuned.
The Business Hour with Oliver Heng on OFM.